Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Tommy Lee's wife of 4 years, Brittany Ferlin, has chosen not to stir up any drama after his ex Pamela Anderson reminisced about her rollercoaster romance with the rocker in her new memoir, revealing it was the only time I was ever truly in love. RadarOnline.com has learned that Ferlin allegedly doesn't ultimately believe that Tommy would go back to Pam, but she still feels it's disrespectful and tiresome to live in the past and make him the focal point of her memoir, according to insiders close to the Vine star. The Playboy centerfold and Motley Crue drummer were one of the it couples in the 1990s, having wed on the beach in Cancun soon after they met. "We had fun," Anderson wrote in her memoir. "And our rule was no rules." After their private sex tape was stolen and released to the public, the Baywatch bombshell said it was the nail in the coffin for their marriage. "It ruined lives, starting with our relationship, and it's unforgivable that people, still to this day, think they can profit from such a terrible experience, let alone a crime," Anderson recalled. Anderson later moved on romantically, albeit briefly reconciling with Lee from 2008 to 2010, years after their divorce. She is now embracing her singlehood after splitting from her fifth husband Dan Hayhurst in 2022. Meanwhile, Lee also found love with Ferlin. The couple hit it off after meeting on the celebrity dating app Raya in 2017. He would propose a year later on Valentine's Day, and they tied the knot on February 14, 2019. During a recent interview with Howard Stern, Anderson reflected on her earlier days with Lee and how he swept her off her feet before their relationship was plagued with troubles, some of which were out of their control. Anderson said that she was glad to see Lee going strong with Ferlin, despite their social media drama in the past. As we previously reported, Anderson and Ferlin had a heated exchange on Twitter back in 2018 after the former said Lee's current spouse had been enabling the rocker's drinking habit, which she denied. "I'm very hurt that I'm being blamed when I've only ever tried to help," Ferlin told the New York Post at the time. It seems Anderson and Ferlin have settled their differences since then, as the barbed wire actress gave Lee's current romance her seal of approval. "He's married and happy and she's good to him, and I totally support that and think that's great," Anderson told Stern. "I respect their relationship and just glad he's happy and he has somebody in his life."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.